Oh, my number 15, prison sex.
My number 15, who I would imagine I would have prison sex with, a hooker with a penis.
How I would imagine prison sex would be, cold and ugly.
Friday, August 5th, 2022, from the Soakin' Tundra, falling down the rankings, Bunny Goodman, Shimmy Bags, Cactus Hack, three-fourths of the greatest rock band of the graduating class of some stupid fucking high school that nobody cares about or remembers. What a bunch of losers they all were, too. I mean, I gotta tell you, what a bunch of fucking assholes we went to school.
Oh, my God.
And what's great is that, like, not quite 20 years later, but 18 years later, like, what a bunch of fucking losers, man. I mean, seriously, when I'm sitting here like Scrooge McDuck fucking spitting a fountain of gold coins thinking about all the girls that fucking thought I was a dork, man, I gotta just tell you what. Have fun being fat and ugly at 36. And here we go.
Here we are.
So,
wow. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Good. He's almost as salty as me today. That was good. I like that.
Jim, you were in rare form today.
Oh, Jim was in rare form today.
You
I
were
feel
like,
bad. I you know
Facebook,
what?
I, you
know
what?
Let
I mean?
Me, let's take that back. I feel bad about insulting all those people. I don't really care. They mean nothing to me. They meant nothing to any of us, because you know what? There's only one thing that matters this week.
Getting
school, baby.
With?
Right. No, I was going to say, we had the Hall of Fame game last night. Football's back.
Oh,
Timmy Brady. Timmy Brady.
We got a new Predator movie out. It was quite fantastic. On Hulu.
Was that the Jeffrey Epstein documentary?
I have three episodes left of Ozark. Jim, is it going to end crazy?
I'm not saying a word.
Okay.
I'm not going to say a word.
How about Ruth? I thought Ruth is like one of the best characters
she's
ever.
She's the best, isn't she? She's awesome.
I love when she kicks that guy in the dick. She's like, get some, skinny bitch.
I don't give a shit about fuck. That's the best.
She's like, no, I don't know shit about fuck.
Yeah, oh, it's so good. Yeah, Ruth is the best. Ruth Langmore.
She's got so many good lines. I wouldn't fuck you if your dick was made out of solid gold. Or whatever.
It's good stuff.
Yeah,
Jason Bateman, fantastic.
Yeah, I mean,
literally the same character, but you know.
Yeah, he plays the same character
and
everything.
He's just dry, and it's perfect.
He's dry. He's very
like Ben Stiller.
He is like Ben Stiller. He's to me, he's always Michael Bluth from Arrested Development. That's like my
wherever you get him from. Yeah,
yeah. I know him from Horrible
Teen
Bosses.
Teen Wolf 2. What is that? Horrible Bosses.
Yeah.
Yeah. When his Gam Gam died.
Yeah, and what was the other one? The We Are the Millers.
No, that's Sudeikis.
That's Sudeikis? Okay.
But he's in Horrible Bosses also. Yeah, they're all kind of the same. They're all interchangeable.
The only one,
Charlie
Day
would say
is
that, you know what else some would... Yeah, he is. Some would say interchangeable is Maynard James Keenan. Put him in any band and it's all kind of the same. I don't know. We're going to find out tonight.
Ooh,
Tool, we've been talking about this. And on that note, we're back. And we're full circle, because that kind of brings us right back to the grand cold open. All right.
Okay, so...
8:54. We're making great time.
Shirts and beers. Shirts and beers.
Wash,
give me a
shirt.
You're jumping the gun. Shirts and beers. So this was my birthday present from you guys. Little
fuck yeah.
Eddie the most metal ever Munson.
Fuck yeah, buddy.
And I got some Lion's Head Tall Boys in my more booze, please, koozie.
Dude, somebody I fucking work with had a fucking Lion's Head shirt on today.
Yeah. It's delicious.
Boys, that's fantastic.
Jim, what's under that hoodie?
Yeah, what's under the hoodie?
Well, my hoodie. There's nothing, guys. I was really
a black
cold.
Zip up.
Well, black zip-up hoodie. What? What's wrong? You guys see something?
I fucking
What's
knew
wrong?
It.
Wow.
What's wrong?
I knew it.
I said it before we started.
Jim.
What?
Jim's saying he fucking hates Tool, but he loves Tool.
Oh, yeah. I've had this forever. Tool's like the greatest fucking band in the world. What are you guys talking about?
It's a Lateralis album, isn't it?
It's every album. Goddamn right.
Real quick, has anybody seen Tool? Have you guys seen Tool live?
No.
Okay. I saw
Only
them
my dreams. No,
Jim, you motherfucker. I saw Tool once. They were supposed to play in Wilkes-Barre right during the pandemic. Rita and I were going to go, but it got canceled.
Oh,
so sad.
They were, I don't know, did they play around here last year at some time? Earlier in the year, I think they were in Philly.
Yeah.
Something like that. I think they were, I don't know.
Jim, what beer are you drinking there? What you're probably
light.
Drinking like Schism Light or something, right? Go ahead, show it to us.
Schism Light, yes, exactly.
All the way from Milwaukee.
Yes,
right. I got a Pennywise shirt on.
Oh, that's nice.
Ooh, there you go.
And I lost my taste for the Corona premieres, so I'm back.
You lost taste. That's not good.
No, not like that.
He's drinking Ronas and he lost taste.
Uh-oh.
Coors Light.
The CLC.
In honor of yesterday, or 2 days ago, being James Hetfield's 59th birthday, my idol, of all idols, back to the Silver Bullets. Now, granted, he can't drink them because he's an alcoholic, but I can, so I'll have one for him.
Correct. There you go. Happy birthday, Papa.
Rehab with Steven Tyler if he drinks.
All right.
Jesus Christ. So Steven Tyler looks like my grandma after she broke her hip.
All right. I have been building this up to you guys for about a couple days now.
I'm excited.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Wait, can I give a lead in? Can I give a quick lead into this?
Sure.
We all bring different things to the table, right? You know, the collective is stronger than any individual piece, right? But we all have our strengths. Washkush's strength, of many, but the most, is just coming up with these wild fucking rank ideas.
Yes.
The guy's loaded with them.
So before I blow your guys' minds, I gotta go get the mop out of the basement stairs. I'm gonna explain all the ways that we do it for anyone who may be new listening. So there's the original way, which
What the fuck does a mop have to do with it?
Clean up all the fucking brains. From your heads exploding.
Oh, I thought you literally needed a mop. I thought you spilled something. Okay. All right.
So, way back when
I haven't really drank in like 2 weeks.
Started doing this. We did
this. You got to read the PDF. Read the PDF. It's the PDF.
There's not a PDF tonight, is there?
Yeah. It's the meanings of all the songs.
For a couple of guys with kids who don't have any time to fucking do anything, you guys sure send a lot of fucking text messages.
Yeah, we don't like to fucking work.
I know. Yeah, clearly. I know. I looked at my phone today. I was fucking grinding. After at 10 o'clock, I'd been at work for 5.5 hours, and I looked. I had 800 fucking messages. I thought somebody died.
All right. So, there may be some new people listening. There may not be. But the original way that we used to do this would be, you know, give or 30 to 21. 1, 2, 3, and then 20 to 11. 1, 2, 3, and then round table or top 10. Then Jim gave us the idea of like, well, just send me all the stuff, so then we'll just do it in alphabetical order, and he would just say it, and then we'd just say out the number. And then the one day I was just like, well, let's do it in reverse. Go the ZYX method, which is the same thing, but backwards.
Mm-hmm. Backwards.
And then
the dyslexic version.
A couple weeks ago, I came up with that one. What was it for? Those two.
You did what?
Rage Against the Machine. Random. Randomize it.
Yes.
Randomized. Yeah, that was fun.
Yes, so
that was fun.
That was a good one. Yes.
Four ways that are all very interesting to do, but this way I thought of, I'm like, what's a new way we can rank? And I was just like, well, what was something that we all love to do that we haven't done in a long time? The bucket.
We're gonna bucket it.
The bucket randomized rank.
Okay.
Oh, my head's simmering now. How does this work?
I have my little binder clip filled with 6 to 20. I'll crumple them up, throw them in the bucket, and just randomly pick a number. And then that way, whatever, you know. So I pull out 7. We all got to give her 7s.
I love it. Okay, now I get it. I love it.
Wow.
But.
Wow. But.
There's some surprises in here, too.
Oh, shit.
There's some surprises in here that...
Okay.
I will not tell you what they are.
Whoa. We're changing the game.
We're really changing the game. And with the surprises...
All right.
The rules will be explained if need be when pulled.
Okay.
If pulled.
Okay.
If we don't get pulled, then they go back into the next time.
What the fuck? So then we just round table 5-1 then.
What?
Or not. Ready to explode now.
Okay, you pick 6 to 20.
Oh my god.
Okay,
oh my god.
All right.
Done out to 30 as well. I have a paper clip with 21 to 30, but we're not using those today.
Jesus Christ.
So
this guy is like the Henry Ford of ranks.
This is insane.
So
he's the Jeff Bezos of this shit.
Yo,
he goes Prime to Kindle.
Dude, speaking of fucking Bezos, did you see the stock, Amazon stock? Did you guys get the Amazon stock when it split?
Of course I did. I get it all the time.
I got 300 shares.
Did you No, you fucking didn't. Did you?
No, I fucking
didn't. That'd be like fucking $3,000. Or no, that'd be like $30,000.
I wish I had 300 shares.
No, I got I bought 21, and the stock is up like $25 it's doing over good where. Now,
right? All right, so
yeah.
Jim.
So is Google. I got the Google too.
Jim.
Yo.
Question here for you.
Okay.
You won the last time that we did this, right?
Yes.
Do you want to do the new rank for both, or do you want to do it for one?
No, just do it for Tool. Let's do 10 to 1 on these
just
albums.
Just for Tool?
This,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay,
Tool,
okay.
This
so
this was a pain in the ass.
If you guys need to, I will explain the rules again as we're getting there. But we do need to find an order. So, Jim, give me a number range.
One to 462. So 46 and 2, right? 462.
So wow. Oh, my God.
Come on.
How long have you been sitting on that one?
Dude, I love Tool. Tool's the fucking greatest. You want to know the truth? Tool's number 20 in my all-time bands.
Seriously?
I knocked out whoever. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm not kidding.
You've been telling us for a year that you hate it. Just for the folks at home. Well, just explain to the folks at home how long we've been trying to do Tool for.
You don't even read the messages, Hughes. No, you don't even read the messages, Hughes. You just said that. You get 800 messages. You don't read them.
Yeah, you just.
Yeah,
you
but
just,
you know, I get the Cliff Notes version. It's you hating Tool.
Oh, I never said I hate Tool. Get out of here. I said I like.
Dude, you said before when Washkush said I can't wait to rank Tool. You said, guys, I'm sick. No rank tonight.
No, Jimmy. Because
I was so excited. I was shitting myself with excitement. Come on now. Plus, it's humid up. That always, you know, makes you
feel. Dude, I ate like half a watermelon. I actually might fucking shit my pants during this rant.
All right, so. Jim.
You put vodka in it?
I didn't. I should have. Oh my God.
Right, the Irishman where they stick
like
the
vodka Irishman,
in it?
I should. Holy
Jimmy
shit.
Hoffa, he didn't like booze.
Jim,
yeah, sorry.
Or watermelon.
Give me a number between.
You guys sure do like watermelon.
1 and 462.
69.
Didn't see that one coming. All right.
Liquor with a penis, my fave. 69.
Yes?
I hope you're not on the bottom for that.
oh my God.
A 7.
Costanza.
Yeah.
I'll go 369. Nice. 369. Damn,
we're
fine.
Ooh.
Alexa, give me a number between 1 and 462.
Here's a number between 1 and 462. It's 412.
412.
Oh, my God. Now,
Washkush
wins that one.
Well, I won that one. So,
yeah.
Jim, I want to know what you love and what you don't love with Tool. So,
okay.
You're going first.
Oh, shit. I'm going first. Oh, God.
Hughes.
Oh, God.
And then
bad.
Bunny Goodman here.
Yeah, that's right. Just lean into it.
There you go. Consent, motherfuckers.
Yep. All the red buttons have been pushed. You pushed the play button. You consented as well. So, Jim, this is your first bonus of the year. Took till July.
Correct,
but
Mondo.
Let us know. Yes. What's your bonus?
Thank
what's
you
your bonus?
All right. So, for the last 3.5 months, because Hughes keeps winning, he would do first album, second album, third album. I think we got up to fourth albums.
We got up to fourth.
And then I won.
Next week, we're doing fifth.
Okay. So
anything
I
have
thought,
to say about it.
To try to twist it up, I said, let's do the last album of any band. And I thought to myself while I was drunk a few weeks ago, this is easy.
Yeah.
And then as I start trying to think about these bands, I realize there's none of these bands that I like that actually put out good albums because they either suck or they get new lead singers that can't, you know, replicate. So I really have no idea where this list goes for any of us, to be honest.
Well, Jim, I know you're number one. I'm saying
there's
905.
One, right.
I know you're number
right.
one.
Everybody knows my there's only one that I can think that we might all have. Other than that, I have no
there
clue.
There might be a
do this
second
list.
From another
second?
Band we did.
Jim, you should have another one that you there's two that you definitely are going to have. And if the one definitely, there's two that you should have.
See, now I'm scared. Because I'm trying to go through these lists, and
I think there's going to be I think it there's going to be one that all three of us have.
Yeah, definitely, and that might be it.
And there might be some meatloaf or some you know two deuces here and there, but
I've got three that.
Well, let's go.
How do you want to do this?
Well, let's just
round.
Let's
just round table.
We got two things tonight. Two things. We got a
round table. The
top
whole
top 20 and a top 10 round table. So Jim,
round table
number 10.
All right. Number 10, I'm kicking it off the proper way. Tool Night, Tool, Fear Inoculum.
Okay.
That's their last album, and I love it. It's all my right. favorite Tool cool. album.
Okay, clearly you didn't listen.
My number 10, I've been telling you guys this band is awesome. They've jumped in my top 20 band. They only have one album. It just came out, so it's their most recent album, Wet Leg.
Okay.
Self-titled debut.
Wet Leg. Okay.
My number 10 is...
On the Chase Long.
The band
on
you
the
guys
chase
hate,
long.
But I enjoy, is...
Jim! Yeah, buddy!
There you go, right?
That's right. Nice.
The White Stripes, Icky Thump.
Ooh. Okay.
Whoa. Wow.
That's
okay,
a good
you
one.
Do you do like a Jack White, alright.
I saw him. Okay. He was fantastic live. Like, his Icky solo Thump. Shit is awesome.
Okay. Okay. My number 9, Total Offbeat. I sent this stuff to you guys a very long time ago. They only have one album. I don't even know if they're still together. It came out 3 years ago. The band is called Dinosaur Pile Up. The album is Celebrity Mansions.
Oh yeah,
their
is that
song
is
thrash metal cassette. So
oh, what about 11?
Good.
What about 11:11? 11:11.
11.
That's on there.
Yeah,
that
11.
Was. Oh God. So that's my number 9. All
right. My number 9, no way you guys are going to have this. I don't care. Unapologetic, especially now that she's going to be in Joker as Harley Quinn. Fucking Chromatica, Lady Gaga.
Ooh,
fucking awesome.
Okay.
Wait, she's going to be Harley Quinn in the Joker 2?
She's definitely in it. It's not confirmed that she's Harley Quinn, but I mean, that's what seems to be. She posted on Twitter, like, a teaser for it.
Okay, that could be potentially interesting. I don't know.
I think Margot Robbie's...
Year, right?
Oh, she's Margot...
No,
she's,
2024.
Margot Robbie is Harley Quinn to me forever. She
is, but I think she's done doing it because fucking Warner Bros. I don't want to get into the whole HBO Max and fucking
Warner Brothers.
They canceled Batgirl.
Oh,
fucking Michael Keaton was in it. Fucking ridiculous.
Warner Brothers just needs
so
to sell DC to somebody that actually wants to fucking
yes.
make it good. Like,
you know what's gonna happen after
I don't
Phase
think the
5 ends?
Thing, but I
Kevin
agree.
Kevin Feige's gonna go over to DC. That's what I predict.
They're saying Secret Wars is supposedly his last movie.
Yep, and then he's gonna. I bet he goes to DC.
And then he's just
and
then him and Zack Snyder are just gonna fucking just start ripping shit up.
Keep Zack Snyder away. Keep Zack Snyder away. Put him behind
the thing
couch.
Is that
keep
they're just
away.
They're wasting. I can never pronounce his name correctly. Harvey, whatever that plays Superman. He's like one of the best Superman ever.
Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill. I'm always confusing him.
Yeah.
He's such a good Superman, but he's just getting wasted. He's just getting wasted.
Well, say Ben Affleck was fucking excellent as Batman. They fucking waste him
in. Batman vs. Superman, he was a really good Batman.
He was.
The movie itself was not a good movie.
No, it's not. You know what, though? But similar to Justice League, if you watch the supercut edition of Justice League, it's way... Or of Batman Superman, way better. There's so much better stuff in there.
Yeah.
And Justice League, the Snyder cut, the 4 hours, and I would recommend that you watch it in black and white. Fucking amazing.
It is good.
So good.
Okay.
So fucking good.
All right, we're getting off track here. My number 9 is Hughes' favorite band. It's probably going to be his number 1. The Murder Dolls, Women and Children Last.
Oh.
I might as well hang up this fucking phone.
Wow.
God damn, I'd rather be murdered by a doll.
Than call Chucky.
Wow.
Jim forgot that one.
Number eight. I told you, I'm addicted to these guys. No shame in this. I love the Gaslight Anthem. And their last album was Get Hurt. Fantastic album.
Okay. My number 8 just came out on April 1st. My probably third favorite band, Unlimited Love, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Wow.
Crickets.
Good album.
Crickets.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Washka's just crickets because he fucking only likes bands with coconuts and pirates.
They're not on the list.
I'm just kidding.
Because their new album isn't as good as The Curse of the Crystal Coconut, so.
Jesus Christ. The Curse of the Crystal Coconut makes me want to put a knife in my mouth.
Seventh Rum.
Jim, listen
Wasn't
to it.
Wasn't that what it was called?
That's the new album.
That's what it was.
It's the new album.
See?
My number.
How about it? Yeah, Somewhere in C.
Alright, my number 8. Jimi Hendrix, Electric Ladyland.
Wow.
Ooh,
wow.
Hendrix. Nice. That's a good one. Okay.
He only had 3 albums.
Yeah. Sure. I got that. Okay.
Quality, not quantity, baby.
Hey, then he hit the 27 curse.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Alright, number 7. Again, another band, Glorious Sons, Pink Motel. That was their last album. Fantastic.
Wow. Another album that came out this year, one of the best albums of the year, Dropout Boogie, The Black Keys.
So okay.
Love The Keys.
I have El Camino, but that's about it.
El Camino is awesome. Best album of the 2010s.
Oh, that was called El Camino, and it's a minivan on the front.
Yeah, I know.
All right, my number 7 is System of a Down, Hypnotize.
Wow, interesting. Interesting. That's true. That is their last album. They haven't had an album since then. How about that?
I was looking up Surge, but he's had, I think, 3 solo albums. So
yeah.
I thought he only put out Elect the Dead, which that's an amazing album.
Yeah, Elect the Dead's good.
Praise the Lord. Pass the ammunition.
Jesus Damn. Christ.
Oh, Hughes. Surge Tanaki, however the fuck you pronounce his name. Yes. And the Beautiful Flying Cunts of Chaos is his band.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is awesome.
Yeah,
they all wear like white tuxedos and top hats, and he comes out in a black one. It's great.
That's pretty cool.
I actually saw them. They opened up for the Foo Fighters.
Did you?
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Really? That's cool.
I like that song, Empty
Walls.
Waltz.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They play that on Turbo a lot on Sirius.
Yeah, go listen to it. Serge Tanaki and Empty Walls. Or Elect the Dead is his first solo album. It's really good.
Yeah.
All right. Number 6.
Number 6.
Jim.
6-6.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Unlimited Love.
Hey, Jim. All right, there's one.
There's
okay,
our number
so
one so
that
far.
That
one. That's our number one so
there's,
far.
There's two
there's
more.
There's two
years.
That I thought you'd have. All right.
Two more.
My number 6. I'm kind of sticking with like my favorite bands and newer albums, but Villains, Queens of the Stone Age.
Okay.
Ooh.
From 2018, I think. Or it might be actually, it might be 2017. I think it might be since...
Wow.
5 years ago,
I like track
yeah.
3 and track 7 off that one.
I don't know which. I don't know the number. Oh, I see what you did. That's a good one.
Finally
okay.
got it.
It took me a second. Though, yeah. That's on Arrow Vulcan.
That was good. That was good.
Well, that was
alright. What do we got? 6?
6.
You're 6.
Zeppelin.
6.
In Through the Outdoor. It's not good. It's not great, but it's still Zeppelin. Got some good tunes on it.
If it's Zeppelin, you could guarantee that
they
got some songs they stole from some African American blues musician.
Oh,
so
sure.
Yeah, I'm sure it's good.
Just like Elvis did too.
Oh boy.
Yeah, but Elvis was the king.
Man, he was also a pedophile.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Was he? Yeah, his wife.
I thought that was Michael Jackson.
No, Elvis. His wife. Okay. No, Elvis. He was a pedophile. But he was a groomer, where he got custody.
He did their
of,
hair.
No, like his wife. He got custody of her at like age 14 or something like that, until like she was 18. And then once she was 18, he married her.
Oh, okay. So he didn't do anything.
We don't know if he didn't, but he probably did. If he had custody of her, and
what?
He got married to her when she turned 18, like that. That's.
I gotta tell you, here's a crazy concept for you guys. Elvis
different
was 44 when he died. He's like 7 years old.
On the shitter too.
Yeah.
Well, that's where I'd
like
to
bloated.
Die.
Bloated.
Yeah, from all the fucking
attack.
Pills he was doing.
Mm-hmm. Was it from the pills or was it from those peanut butter banana sandwiches?
It might have been a combination.
He was.
It might have been the PB
and
from all the banana sandwiches. Blocked up there because of the opioid-induced constipation.
Did.
There you go.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Oh,
so
are you? Do you guys have any interest in seeing this Elvis movie?
No, not at all.
No,
I couldn't care
I don't
less.
Give a
yeah.
shit. I don't get the appeal of Elvis. I don't.
I went
it.
To his house when I was in
I
Memphis.
Don't get
like
it.
His house was cool. It was like,
yeah,
I compare it to the Lackawanna
how's
coal mine. It's something you if you you do it once, you'll never want to do it again. It's.
Yo, you know, speaking of biopics, Jim, I don't know if we were recording that. We were talking about Ozark. Fucking Ruth is gonna be fucking Madonna.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Cause she's in.
She looks like
1980s. Netflix.
Like she looks like.
She does have that.
Like that. Celebrate. Like that era Madonna. She kind of looks just like
well,
her.
Well, I mean, good for her.
Yeah.
She's got
not
acting
as,
range,
yeah.
supposedly.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
She gonna be Madonna in? Like, are they making a movie on her? Or?
They're making like
yeah,
a biopic.
Movie
of
Madonna.
You know, like
Rocket
Man or whatever.
Wasn't there controversy? It was controversy because Madonna herself. Wrote it or was involved in it, and everyone
yeah,
was like, "No, we
don't
want
know if you guys
that.
Are following her on the TikTok."
Yeah, she's a
I
little,
couldn't care less about her. What I do care about is Jim's number 5. Fives.
Number
five.
All right, my number 5. One album, can't go wrong with it. Mad Season Above. It was their last album.
Man, I gotta tell you what I'm perplexed by what's happening here. I gotta tell you. My number 5, their last album, In Utero, Nirvana.
Eh.
Why? Because they Well, that was their third, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, the Nirvana was smart. They didn't actually continue on. They just stopped and made the Foo Fighters.
Well, right.
Every other sure. every Stone Temple Pilots continued on. Soundgarden, didn't they put out another album after?
No.
Okay.
No,
Alice in Chains.
I don't think they replaced.
Continued on.
Wow. Yeah, but Alice in Chains
did it right.
Oh, they are.
Alice in Chains is killing it. Alice in Chains is like the modern day Van Halen.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I can... Except the new lead singer knows his role. He doesn't try to overshadow.
Well, he doesn't try to
he
be
knows
like
where he belongs.
Yeah. He just tries to sound as
right?
much like.
Dude, my older sister saw Jerry Cantrell at the Cell Block at Penn State in like 2002, like on the Degradation trip tour. And during that tour, William Duvall's band opened for Cantrell, but then Duvall mm-hmm. would play every show with Cantrell and sing like the Lane Staley parts. Amazing.
There
now,
you go.
Like, and then he's been announced.
And now
today,
it
yeah.
is. And the albums are good.
They
I mean,
are.
Yeah. They replace. He's.
I like the one with
fantastic.
The Triceratops
I mean,
skull on it. I don't know the name of it.
Yes.
The Devil Put Dinosaurs Here. Yeah.
Yes, that's a great okay. album. It's
not their most recent, but
so,
it's good.
My number yeah. five most recent album of a band still pumping them out. This came out last year. Is my current new obsession.
Mm.
The Helloween self-titled album.
Oh, wow!
It
okay.
is fucking.
I didn't get
it's
there
fucking
yet.
Great.
I told
you to. It probably would have made the list if you did.
To hear. I know.
All right.
I'm not gonna.
But Helloween, if you've never listened to them, give them a go. They're pretty fucking awesome. Power metal.
Okay.
It's
pretty good. All
very
right.
underrated band.
Helloween's Jim. Fantastic.
Jim,
24.
Number four.
Number four, one album, Mother Love Bone Apple.
Okay.
Jim's doing like one album wonders for this entire list.
I'm just trying my best here, but it is. I mean, it's their last album.
Yeah.
And if there's no Mother Love Bone, there's nothing to talk about with grunge. So.
That's right.
You know.
My number four still sucks. Limp Bizkit.
Oh. Oh my God.
Fuck yeah,
they
buddy.
Do still suck.
That's great.
So good. I listened
my
to
number
it. While we were doing this, I listened to it again. So fucking
my,
good.
That's yeah. That's,
my number four
oh man,
is Pantera reinventing
shit.
The steel.
That was a last
wow.
minute cut for me. That was initially on my list. I replaced it with something else. But that's a good album. Yesterday's Don't
that's,
Mean Shit might be the best Pantera song ever.
5 minutes alone.
Walk.
5 minutes alone is a good
excuse,
one.
We both had number ones on it.
That's true. Yeah, no, I love 5 minutes long. It's great.
God damn it.
Primal Concrete Sludge right, is another
doing?
Great one. All right, number three.
Number three. Greatest, newest rock band of all time. Don't care what anyone thinks. Greta Van Fleet, Battle at the Garden's Gate. So fucking
whoa.
Good. I don't
whoa.
Care.
I've only heard a couple songs, but
Greta
I'm
Van
sorry.
Fleet
I have
so
no opinion.
They're so good.
My number three. The only album this classic fucking band ever released. Never mind the Bullocks. Here's the Sex Pistols.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That was a tough cut. That
wow.
probably would have been 11 or 12 if we were going further.
I fucking love. Listen to that like once.
My number three is the greatest drummer to ever live. Rush, Clockwork Angels.
Shit.
Ooh.
Oh man. And that's actually okay. one of their best albums, I feel like.
That's a very
that's a
good
album.
Album.
Wow.
Snakes and Arrows, I think,
see,
was the one
I
before that, or one or two before it. That was also another yeah, amazing newer album for an old.
Rush person. Ended on a Rush ended like very strong. Their last couple albums were killer. Like they didn't peter.
No, they
yeah.
they,
no,
they
once
did it
they
right.
the 2000 1990 to 2000 is just the dead zone for bands from the 70s, 80s, because they're trying
yeah.
to like compete with grunge, and they're just like.
Right, they don't know how they
they're
fit
like,
in.
Fuck
there's
it,
pop
they're
punk,
like, fuck it. Well,
grunge,
just do what works, and then like,
yeah.
usually like maybe 2000 to 2004, all these bands they either
back.
Came back, they released a new
yeah,
album, Maiden,
Maiden
came back with Bruce, and it's just like, boom.
Aerosmith just pushed play with Jaded.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah,
go. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. That's
but
yeah.
But no, like no, all these
the
bands came
video.
Back and then they started playing
yeah.
and they're just like, yeah, just do what worked. That's what the fans wanted
yeah.
to hear and yeah.
Right. No, people were sick of the grunge and whatever else by then too, so everyone was like, all right.
Yeah.
Global warming, everybody had to stop wearing flannels.
Yeah. All right.
Oh my god.
No, number
two. Wow. Hughes, number two, Nirvana in Utero.
Yo, buddy. Nice. Jim, god, I love that number album. Two, which I'm assuming is going to be your number one, but maybe it won't be. Impera, Ghost.
Ooh, shit.
Mm.
Uh-oh. Gosh, Chris.
My number two is probably Jim's number one, actually. It's not going to be Ghost Impera. What? It's going to be Fortitude by Gojira.
Whoa.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Fuck. Damn.
Jim, so I'll gosh. Accept that you don't like Fortitude, but you love Gojira.
I love Gojira. Gojira's fucking awesome. They just lost their... And if you look on Wikipedia... When you go to Fortitude, it literally says that they were told to tone down the polyrhythm shit for the new album. It says it. That's why they wrote it that way, which tells me the next album should go back to what they are normally.
Next album is going to be flying whales over planets and...
Good. As long as there's no fucking trains.
Come on, that's something. There's nothing but polyrhythms.
I'm waiting for Thomas the Train to show up in Sir Topham.
The first time you heard that, you're like, holy shit, I just punched a hole through a window.
Jim, I don't got remember that. Bandages.
Jesus, yeah.
All right, Jim, what's your number one?
Of course you know what my number one is. Greatest album of all time. Ghost Impera.
I can't
help it. I listen to it at least 3 times a week. It's the greatest album.
I haven't listened to the whole album in a couple of weeks. Halloween has completely consumed my life for the last month.
That album starts and ends with the exact same sequence, the same way that The Wall starts and ends.
Yeah,
so it's like
good.
This endless cycle of this story. Yep. So fucking
amazing good. Album. Hughes, what's your number one?
My number one, Rainier Fog, Alice in Chains.
Oh, nice.
Damn, nice.
Jim.
That was
my favorite of the Willem era.
My number one, 2 out of 3 ain't bad, Jim.
I told you. Got
Ghost
and
Para.
Woo, beautiful. All right.
Whoa.
So
right.
That's definitely the number one, but that's awesome.
All right.
Good for Ghost.
So,
the best of the best.
The best, sir. Donners.
What? Nobody mentioned Hush and Grim. It was a cut point.
I thought you were going to have Hardwired for Sound.
Yeah. Hardwired for Sound.
Or whatever.
Metallica?
Yeah, I don't fucking care.
Yeah. Hardwired for Sound? What the fuck, man? I got the poster right there. No, I like Hardwired, but it's not one of my favorite Metallica albums. It's like it's like bottom half for me, so
it's,
yeah.
It's better than the
I like it.
Stuff they just recently released.
Yeah.
No, I like Death Mag, like I think Death Magnetic is fucking glorious, but Hardwired is all right. The problem with Hardwired is that there's 12 songs and like Murder One and Am I Savage, like they all sound the same. Like they don't. There's nothing that stands out about them. The song "Hardwired," "Dream No More," "Halo on Fire," "Spit Out the Bones." There's a bunch of good ones, but
see that's why
some boring stuff.
You got to listen to Megadeth. They never sound the same. Every song's completely different from any other.
Yeah, they sound like 30 different versions of shit.
All right, so what we're gonna do?
Megadeth goes between sounding like shit and fucking shit.
Okay. On that note,
God,
we're gonna go take a shit.
Just like okay.
Take a quick break.
We're going to take a break.
Okay. All right. We'll be back.
Hey, everybody. You know what time it is? I didn't hear you. Hey, everybody. You know what time it is? It's Tool Time with your hosts, Shimmy Bags, Cactus Hack, and Bunny Goodman. Here to bring you the top 20 Tool songs. Sorry. I had to.
Man, Washburn's on fire this week.
That
man,
was
you get this guy fight.
Awesome.
You get this guy in the top. You know, he's trying to fight how much he wants Tom Brady to be in a Finn jersey. And this
Tom
guy
Brady
going
will
nuts.
Never wear a number 12 Dolphins
jersey. Here we go.
You wait.
It was
see
the first mind. Jersey retired by the Dolphins. They can't unretire it for a fucking cheater. All right.
One
so the new rules of
my God.
The bucket binder clip challenge ranking.
Yeah.
So, I have 6 to 20.
The BBC. We're going with a BBC
tonight,
guys.
I know,
you
but
said
I didn't
it.
Realize it. All right, so...
Oh,
the bucket binder clip.
The
BBC.
Bucket, the bucket binder clip challenge. Which is Basically, if you used to, if you listen to us, you know, we used to pick our next stuff out of the bucket. So it took too long, and we just, I figured a way to incorporate it back in. So I have 6 to 20. So we're correct. Keeping the top 5 sacred as usual. There are some surprises in there. When they are pulled, I'll explain the rules of the surprise if they need to be explained. Some of them are pretty self-explanatory. Some of them are not. We will go with the bucket until 6 through 20 have been said. So if the surprises don't get pulled, you guys won't figure out what they are.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
So, Jim.
All right.
Here's one thing with the bucket challenge that we did. Do you want to pick one? Do you want to go round table? Do you want to pick one? Hughes picks a couple. How do you want to do this? One at a time. You want to round table it?
Just go in order.
All right,
yep,
Jim.
Round table, one at a time. Just keep it going. Stop right now. All right,
so
right
this
there.
Is the thing that's in my hand here. So it's...
Okay.
Here we go. Social! Cheers.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Cheers. Oh, right out of the gate.
Right out of the gate. That was one that did not need a... That did not need a roll. So, news.
I like it.
Stop.
No whammies, no whammies. Stop. Here. Number 18.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. Jim, number 18.
The Grudge.
A little low. Hughes, 18.
The title track, Anima.
I don't know how to pronounce it. It's Dire Ear von Satin, How to Bake Cookies in German.
Okay. All right.
Ooh, you're going with some cookies. Okay.
All right. I'm going to pick this one. So here, I got two of them in my hand. I can't. And just to let everybody know at home, the bucket's on my head. I cannot see what this is. Social!
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Oh, we're going to get lit up. Oh, man.
I think there's only three of them in there. All right, so, Jim. Huh?
Two out of three, ain't bad.
Oh, stop. Right there. Oh,
that
looks like a big piece of paper.
That's
oh, shit.
Another social.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
We could rename it.
I like
news.
It. Wow. Stop.
Oh,
this is good.
Number 6. Where this is a little new. We don't give the top 10s usually out in the thing, but since it's a 20.
It's all right.
Yeah, number 6 for me is Undertow.
Okay. Number 6 for me is Parabola.
Ooh. Number 6 for me is Little Ticks and Leeches.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Jim. I'm not looking at it.
Whose turn is it?
Mine?
It's your turn.
Bunny Goodman.
14.
Yeah. 14. I'm going with intolerance. Intolerance. What is it? Intolerance.
Crap from
intolerance.
My number 14, give me a little talkbox action. Zombie. Fuck.
Give me a little Undertow at 14. All right, who's next?
I haven't really drank in like I really haven't drank since the last rank, so I'm really these Coors Lights are killing
me. I know. No more
Coors Lights. I'm fucking killing me.
I'm past number 6. All right, stop right there. Stop. Whatever you
number
got.
Number
10. Stop. 10. My number 10 is Enema. Enema.
My number 10, from the Salival EP, Maynard's Dick.
Ooh. My number 10 involves Dick, but not Maynard's. It's that hooker with the penis.
Wow. Man, this is anybody's fucking race.
All right, Hughes, it's on you right now. I'm not looking.
Stop.
Shut him down. Open up. Shop. 17.
17, Swamp Song.
Good song.
My number 17, Schism.
My number 17. Jim, you're not marking anything.
Wow. Okay. I'm marking everything. I'm like, I'm silent. I'm the
Jim,
black
you look
mama.
So relaxed.
I'm drunk as fuck right now.
Are you really?
It's bad. Oh, it's bad.
You said you had your first beer at like 3 o'clock, so yeah, I can see it. So
this is number 7. Oh, wow. This is lucky
Jim.
7.
So let me do it. Let me try to catch it.
Number 3 on Tall Boys. So.
Okay, catch up. Wait, who's on 17? Watch, Chris, you gotta give
Hasha.
Me 17.
Hush. Hush.
What is Hush?
Hush!
What?
Hush from
Hush.
The Opiate EP.
Hush! Zip it.
Zipper.
Zip it. Hey.
Oh, yeah. It's me. Let's see here. That's this one. 13, Dan Marino.
Oh, God. Ooh, the opening track, Fear Inoculum. Fucking awesome.
Number 13, Prison Sex.
Something. All right, number 13, something you might get from Prison Sex. Stink Fist.
That's fucking disgusting.
Oh my god. Jesus.
Jim, pick one.
Wow. Stop right now.
Oop. Alright, we got a special bonus one here. So this is a Jim pick.
Oh shit.
Jim gets to pick what number all three of us say, except for our number of ones.
Ooh!
Keep the number one sacred. Keep
That's
the number
good.
One sacred. It can be lower. It can be a top five. It can be whatever you want. You're first. What one are you presenting? So it's basically a wild card to you.
Wow.
You know what? Fuck it. I want everyone's number twos.
Okay.
Going for the throat. Going for the throat.
Jim, what's your number two?
My number two comes off the new album, Tempest, with a number 7 in the front of it.
Wow.
Wow. My number two, that unexpected consequence of prison sex, Stink Fist.
My number two is The Range for the Night. 46-2.
This, I don't know how this is going to shake out.
This is anybody's
Jesus
game.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
All
right. Yeah, I don't know what to think right now. Wow, that was good.
Stop.
That was good.
That's good.
That was Acid, really good. 20.
My number 20 is Schism.
Okay. My number 20 is Chocolate Chip Trip.
My number 20 is Third Eye.
Yeah. Third Eye Blind?
Third Eye.
I'm packing. So she lives for me. Jim, I honestly, you look like you should be sitting in the hot tub. You have this calm, relaxedness on your face.
It's on me, right?
I can't fucking concentrate. Yeah.
It's
Hughes
you,
pick.
Yes. Dude, I'm drunk as fuck right now.
Dude, it's a me pick? Let's go Seven Costanza. All Give me your sevens.
Woo! Number 7 for me is Ticks and Leeches.
Nice.
Okay. My number 7, what none of us are at the moment,
Excellent.
Sober.
My number 7 is the Swamp Song.
Swamp Song.
What the hell is the Swamp Song? What album is that on?
First or second,
right?
One.
Oh, okay. I kind of slept on the first one.
You know me and first albums.
Yeah, Jim, yeah. Us and all of Blabbermouth, we know how you feel about the first albums.
Track 6, album 1, Hughes.
Yeah, I have to move soon because the Blabbermouth.
My turn.
Somebody's going to want to feed you to an alligator.
Wait, freeze. Hughes, did you see the other day when that Dave guy showed up? To comment, and I'm like, hey man, what's up? And he starts talking to me like we know each other.
Dude,
I'm like, hey man, how are you?
He is unhinged. Here's the thing, too. It's not just on Facebook. He's on Twitter also. This guy's all over the place.
Oh my God.
Dude.
That's awesome.
Man, him and I got into a huge fight when Johnny Rotten from the Sex Pistols was on The Masked Singer. I like was like, oh, it's like, what a fucking sellout. Oh,
I remember that. Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes. Oh, it was so
oh
good.
My god, the guy goes nuts. Do you ever see? I started doing because he keeps getting blocked. I keep doing the hashtag Where Is Dave Right, and fucking other people are starting to do it like on posts and stuff. It's fucking ridiculous.
Oh, guys, right, number nine.
Yeah, was it?
Number nine.
Eulogy.
My number nine is The Grudge.
Jim?
Okay.
Eulogy.
Yo.
Really?
Really?
Whoa.
Whoa. That's pretty good. All right.
All right, so. Jim.
Stop.
It's Jim's turn.
Oh, wait. Sorry. Oh, my bad.
Stop.
Jim! Drink!
Oh my god. Like, that's the last thing I need.
No, it's just a Jim drink. You can join if you want, but I'll join too.
Thanks, Hughes.
But, as you can guess.
Hold on. Wait. Hughes, say something.
We lost Hughes.
We lost Hughes. We can't hear you. We can't hear you.
You got to up. Is you're got to hey. Hey,
you guys got me.
There we go.
My clean feed stopped recording,
and we're back after some technical difficulties. So
sorry.
And
I bitched
it up. Hughes's pick, right? Yeah, because I picked myself.
Yeah, it was a gym drink. That was your last one.
Yes.
Okay. Stop, my man.
Stop, Costanza.
Eddie Munster.
What? We already gave it off, so... pick another one.
Stop.
Yo, 11. Winner 11.
Goddamn kids. Sorry. Kids trying to come out and talk to me about Stranger
Things. Bring them on. Let's talk Stranger Things.
All right. You don't want that shit. We'll never
tell me, come on, look at my shirt.
He doesn't stop. Whoa. All right, backstory. When those showed up to my house and I opened them, my kids were like, oh, my God, you got a shirt. So I'm like, no, that's for Washbush. Back off. And they got so pissed at me.
I mean, I would too.
What? I was like, no, those aren't your shirts. Yeah. They're like, oh, my God, I love that shirt.
Like,
all right,
sweet.
Cool.
I was like, now I got Christmas presents.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
Oh man, I'm feeling like some cold air coming through my front window all the way down to my legs. It's just glorious right now.
Ooh, it's a good feeling, isn't it? I can't feel shit. I'm dying. All right, number 11, bottom.
That was a tough cut of mine.
Bottom.
Hughes.
Sorry. Hold on 1 second. My computer's being fucking weird.
Are you playing around on it while it's recording?
No, I'm trying to figure out why it's being
because
so
you're playing
weird.
Around on it while it's recording.
No, I'm not.
Tonight's the night. We can't hear it running. Usually, it sounds like an airplane taking off, and we know he's going to cut out. Tonight,
okay,
I don't hear it.
No, hold on.
Oof.
Okay, sorry, I'm back. Okay, I'm good. Number which number? Number 11.
Yeah.
Ticks and leeches. Mm,
number
right,
11.
Three.
Is
as
prison
right now.
Sex.
Prison sex.
All right.
That's our
is that me to pick?
Second number
sex.
Three. Sex. That's on you.
Number 15.
We are at my number 15, prison sex.
My number 15, who I would imagine I would have prison sex with, a hooker with a penis.
How I would imagine prison sex would be. God. Cold and ugly.
Ooh, my God. That's good. Wow. Oh, my
God. Man,
that's good.
Name a band with filthier titles.
Oh, I know, right?
All right.
Wow.
Who's pick?
My pick. Stop. Right there. First one you touched.
Ooh, wash pick.
Ooh.
Give me your number fives.
Okay. My number five. Hooker with a penis.
My number five, Eulogy.
Ooh. My number five, Schism.
Ooh.
First Tool song I ever heard.
Okay.
It's like Ghostbusters, but for bass.
I liked it better when Robert Trujillo played it with Ozzy. And it was, you know. You know.
All right. Tell me a pickle.
Hughes.
Stop.
12.
12. Right in 2.
Number 12. Ooh. H.
That was period. A tough cut. H of mine. Period. Number 12. Sweat.
Okay.
Off the opiate.
Sweat.
Sweaty. Sweaty.
Sweaty balls. Sweaty.
Jim, you could have gave your kids the okay. Tom Brady thing if you wanted okay. Out of the thing.
No, dude, that was... You have no idea the planning that went into this. The first thing Hughes and I said to each other, like, at the exact same moment, was, we got to do something Tom Brady. And absolutely. I was like, all right, we're on it. Yeah, that was the first absolutely. Thing we got.
Washkush, if and, I could have fucking had that, Tom I was like, Brady we show up box. At your fucking house with 12 wings fucking cooked by Henry, I fucking would have.
Oh, I'd throw him God. In the creek.
Oh, man.
Honestly, yeah. If Tom Brady did cameos, you would have got a happy fucking
you
birthday.
You guys would be pretty fucking broke if you did.
Yeah, I know. Could you imagine?
All right.
Yeah.
Fucking guy. We only got 2 songs left, or 2 tracks, or 2 spots left. So, whose pick is? Okay. Yeah, whose pick is
we
it?
Do?
Wow, I have no Wait, idea we... where we're at.
Just remember the wild cards.
Nope. Remember the we got to do our top fives.
Oh, who's yeah. On it? I'm just picking this one. I don't know. 8.
Just
pick.
Oh,
I'm also what going off the ones number... that I Pete, you guys are saying as well. So,
all right, my number 8 is Sober.
Nice. My number 8 is The Ooh, Pot.
My number 8 is The Grudge, the opening track to Lateralis.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Where'd number
8
go? I just dropped it.
All right. Yeah, I'm wondering where number 8 is. She should have been in the season finale, and
number
she wasn't.
Five. Season 5. Don't worry. 11 plus 8 plus 1 equals 20. Just remember that.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck does that mean? What, are you playing blackjack?
No, the D&D game. All right, spoiler, it's the Stranger Things. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, God. Now we're going to
the D&D game.
Oh,
Dustin rolls an 11. It wasn't
D&D
enough.
Game.
And then
let me get my kid
Erica rolls a 20. Critical hit just kills Vecna. 11 plus 8 plus 1 equals 20.
Dude, I got, for Rita's birthday, Rita fucking loves Stranger Things. I got her, you know how there's
those
Barack Obama
it's
shirts with Brock's drink, picture?
So. Cheers.
Good. I got fucking Rita a shirt with Erica. You can't spell America without
Erica. Oh, that's
Erica.
Great.
Yes. And
oh,
I
that's
also
such
got
a good
her,
quote.
They had these things like where for like pencil holders for your desk or whatever. I got her a Stranger Things one. They had a couple different ones. They had one that was like the bus or the van that they drive, but they had one that's also like a an arcade game one. I got her that. She fucking this chick fucking
that's
loves
awesome.
Stranger Things.
So
good. It's good stuff.
Apparently, I have missing
here.
Numbers, but
yeah, you
all
definitely
right,
have
well,
missing
you know, it's the trial run here. I gotta put in some other numbers.
It's okay.
All right, so
yeah, no problem.
We got 2 left in the thing here. It's a Hughes drink, so drink up.
Okay.
And we got 19.
Yeah. And what's left?
And then, right. Well, that's
what
the
about
other
16?
One, so we'll do 16 after 19.
Oh, okay.
All right, so 19 for me is Lateralis.
Okay, Hughes, Lateralis. 19.
Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, my God. Oh, 19, Lord. Fear Inoculum.
19, Parabola.
Look.
Nice.
Okay, 16.
16, 46 and 2.
Damn it, Jim.
Sorry, oh, my God, Jim, you are killing our list. My number 16 is Tempest. 7 Tempest.
All right, my 16 is Bottom.
Which we would probably be during prison sex while we're getting stink-fisted. Yes. Because it'd be cold and ugly.
By the hooker with a penis.
And then we'll have schism dumped on our chest.
You'll be wishing you weren't sober during that.
Good lord.
You'll probably want an enema after that.
Say a eulogy to your ass.
Or your asshole might be a swamp song.
Let's go.
Alright. So what the fuck? I don't know. This has been wild. I don't know where we are.
So Jim,
I don't know what to do next now.
Basically, what does the spreadsheet dictate? What numbers are not presented? Top 10. You want to just...
Yeah. It's just round table or top 10.
I can't tell you that.
Hughes, I don't have your number 3 or 4. Like, so...
Right.
Oh, God. We didn't do...
Like I said, it's a trial and progress here. I got to add night...
Yeah. Let's do our... let's just round table the top 10.
All right. So I have... All right. So next time...
Next time. I'm writing notes here.
I've got a way to... Next time, what I'll do is on my side of my spreadsheet, I have the numbers. So as we say numbers, I'll highlight it. And then if by some chance there's anything missing at the end, I can see it. Because right now, I can't see anything.
Okay,
it's just all numbers.
Like I said, it was a trial, so we figured it out. You guys like it?
Yeah. No. It works.
I like it.
I love it.
I love everything
about it.
Yeah.
I don't think we're missing anything.
No.
Okay.
I don't think we are. Because hold on. 10, 9... We've said 10. We've said... Hold on. Let me just see here. 10, 9, 7,
cross,
6,
I got
5,
everything crossed out except for one song.
Yeah,
because none of us have said.
All right, listen. So all we need to do is say our 4, 3, and 1, and we're done.
Yeah.
That's it. We need 4, 3, and 1. All right. My number 4. You ready?
Yeah.
Rosetta Stone.
Nice.
Number 4.
My number 4, opiate.
My number 4, something we are all not. Soba. Oh, Hughes. Opiate. I fucking respect the shit out of that 4.
Yeah.
Okay. That works.
Now, why don't you guys have that?
Double check. Look, I'm a diehard Tool fan. I can't have all the songs on here.
Oh, for the
You guys went to 20.
It.
I could have did 30, 40, 50, but you guys wanted 20.
I don't think you can
do
50.
I cut my list down.
Unless it's like, you know, like random, like little fucking 25 second songs.
Alright, so.
Number 3, Jim.
Double check. Alright, so we are on 3 now. My number 3 is. Jambi. Favorite Pee Wee Herman character.
What's the word of the day?
Mecha Lecha High, Mecha Heiny Heiny Ho. Let's do it.
My number 3 is 46 and 2.
That might be the deciding factor.
Ooh, that was Wash Kush's number 2. Oh, fuck.
My number 3, Hughes.
Fuck.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Why don't you just come and save my life now? Little opiate.
Oh, Wash Kush, holy.
I'm out of this.
Wash Kush.
I'm out of this.
Wash Kush, what's your number 1? Do we have the same number 1?
You
don't? Okay.
You fuckers might, no?
So wait, do you not even have my number 1 then?
You
don't even have my
number
1 then on your list.
Mm-hmm.
We did? Alright, so we're on number 1, because we all said our number 2 already.
Jim, you're number 1.
My number 1. Best Tool song of all time, The Pot. The best.
Dude.
Of the best.
Fuck. Man, my number 1, my number 1, Lateralis.
My number 1.
Who the fuck won this?
Learn to swim, motherfuckers.
I said that at 19. Oof.
Anima.
Dude, and I said that at 18. Jim, you didn't even have that, did you?
Yes, I did. I had a 10.
Oh, shit. I think Washington's going to win.
All right, I got to add shit up now. This is... I can't even... Wow.
I have no
idea what to think now.
I know that the new BBC challenge... Oh, God, we got to find a new way for that.
Oh, my God.
How about the...
God almighty.
Yeah, we got it. I love it. Okay. Keep it BBC. Fuck it. All right. Sick
the BBC.
Fuck it.
The BBC challenge. Any suggestions or additions, subtractions?
No,
I like it. I like the summary.
Are there
random
any random ranked things that you want to put in there?
You know what I would like to do? I think we should do a thing where we should call it a plank. Where we have to stop and each do a... For a minute, we all plank.
We don't.
Okay.
What if you
What about the in my pants rule? So, for the next five picks.
What the fuck in my pants?
Like, no one's seen it. No, after
every
out.
Time you say something, you gotta say in my pants. Like, the one...
Bitches, zoom in.
Alright, so 16 and 19 have now been added to the list.
Okay, good. What if we do something... Album covers from that band off the top of your head. What's your favorite album cover?
Okay, I'll do that.
I like that.
Whatever band we're ranking, just boom, real quick.
I like that.
All right, so you might want to jot down an album cover when you're ranking here.
Who's the best member of the band?
Ooh, I like that.
Who's the Izzy Stradlin of the band?
Who's Jim, how about that? I was watching that concert fucking when Izzy shows up fucking from 2012. That was good stuff.
Damn right.
But you There's got like fucking DJ Ashburn, Bubblefoot fucking acting like idiots out there playing all the Slash's solos.
Yeah. Fuck that shit.
All right, so Guns so we'll add one more. Hughes, you come up with one so bad. For to add for a random.
Least favorite song by the band.
There can be many.
Ooh.
There's so many skip ones that like you you don't even realize you're like, all right, you fucked this.
Just a song you don't like by the band.
A popular song you don't
just
like.
Just pick a song.
Well,
you're gonna have a song.
Sure.
Yeah, just
gonna be possibly in your list, but okay. So
here's what I would do. If you asked me that question for Tool, I would say Schism. I put it at 20 because I respect it, but I can't stand the song. I'm sick of hearing
it. If you asked me that, none of us had Vicarious. That would have been the Tool song I don't like.
That was the song Wash Kush was talking about. That was when Vicarious. You were on break. That was that one that had the... Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so how do you want me to word this?
Song you don't like.
We'll know what it means.
Sure, until, next one. We're like, song you don't like. The entire fucking XYZ album.
Wash Kush, put it on the spreadsheet or on the PDF file.
We'll review it later. There's a problem with my PDFs here, so my Apple it was not working, so I signed out of it, and now I can't sign back into it. And I don't have the Jason or Michael Myers PDF kills currently. I
have it. You have. You emailed it to me.
Yeah, I still need you to email me the second half of the Falling Down the Stairs stuff that you never sent me. Because you sent me the first half.
I sent that email.
Only one went through.
Only one went through?
All right, so we...
Because I asked you to send that to me about...
Yeah, I was going through my 40,000 emails that I had, and I'm like, I got to start deleting shit, and I accidentally deleted too much shit, so... So, bonus, right. Most recent right. albums, Ghost of Hera. It was a 1-1-2. It's not even close.
That was
a tough rank.
Ghost and Pyra, and then technically the second one would be Nirvana in Utero.
And then Chili Peppers.
Hughes and I had it. And then the next one would be Chili Peppers, because Hughes and I had it. And then there were none others.
I only met up with you guys on one, and that was the only one I think I would, but... Alright, so...
Yeah. Technically, if you're going by the points after that, it would be Alice in Chains, Gorgia, and then... A tie between Rush, Sex Pistols, and Greta Van Fleet.
Okay, well,
and then just too many bands.
Skip the world. The top 20 falling down the rankings. Tool songs. I am sweating uncontrollably right now. Oh, the humidity
sweating.
Kicked the amps to 11 in the last 10 minutes here, and it's just fucking unbearable.
Hold on. I gotta figure this out. We're doing... Jesus Christ.
Got a question here for you guys while Jim's still doing numbers. So,
yo,
this would not be my bonus hypothetically if I won, but for a future time that I win, can I put a money in the bank bonus in to where it does need a little time for research? You guys are okay with
sure.
it?
Yes.
All right, so
yes.
It's a future bonus for when I win, but start researching now and like doing your ranks. Top 10 songs, 10 minutes or longer. Oh, I've been sitting on that one for a while, but you can't do that for a week-to-week bonus. Like it's something that I'll cash it in at another time.
You gotta look it up.
Or
that's a good one.
You know, you guys want to steal it? I'll openly allow it.
Ooh, Washkush.
What?
Washkush, I have an idea.
Okay.
For the bucket.
Okay.
Two things. Ready? Your favorite song of the week and your favorite album of the week. Whatever you're addicted to that week. Because we listen to so much shit, right?
Yeah.
Dude, what's your favorite album of the week? Boom. What's your favorite song of the week? What's like, you know what I mean? Because we go, you know what I mean? We rotate so much shit all the time.
Shit. Jim, I love that. That actually made me think of one. Washers, I got another one we could add there also. Let me know when you're ready. You can write it.
Hit me.
Favorite Tom Brady Super Bowl.
Oh, when he lost to Eli Manning twice.
In which he won. Favorite winning.
When he lost
favorite
to
Brady championship.
The one
favorite
where he Brady got sacked.
Sorry.
All right, so this one, song of the week, album of the week. And like I said, these might not all... I'll go through this again and make sure that I have the correct amount of shit in the BBC challenge.
Washers, did you BBC. Not have Lateralis on your
I
fucking
didn't.
List?
I
he did not
Lateralis.
Have it.
Fuck. That fucked me. That's all right.
I think 46-2 at 2 is going to potentially seal the deal for me.
I think it is because I have it at 3. So
and
I
had
I
Opium at
3 good.
And you had it at 4. And I had...
Yeah,
that's
so
sober ranked the highest out
where
of
did
all
you have...
of us. 4.
Where did you have that? Okay, I had it at 7. Where did you have Stinkfist?
13.
Jim, where did you have Stinkfist?
I didn't have Stinkfist.
Jim wasn't having present sex.
God, all right.
I slept on Stinkfist. Look, that was my 21 if we were going to do the 30.
Come on.
You guys didn't want to do Tool to 30 because you don't like them the way I do, so I don't know what to say.
I can't believe it. This has been a 365 day long con by Jim.
I don't know what to say. I didn't con anybody. I'd love to. I got a Tool shirt. You guys.
I bought the shirt. You guys.
I know. I don't even have a Tool shirt.
I got the most
Pennywise
shirt.
Whatever.
Yeah, I.
Dude, I got Pennywise. Fucking
Tool,
they all
man.
Float down here.
Uh huh.
All right, Jim. You got numbers?
All right, I'm gonna float some numbers now. Ready?
Okay.
Top 20 Tool songs. Number 20, Fear Inoculum. Number 19, Bottom. 18, Parabola. 17,
wow.
Swamp Song. 16, Undertow. 15, Lateralis. 14, Jambi. 13, Tempest. 12, Stinkfist. 11, Schism. 10, Prison Sex. 9, The Grudge. 8, The Pot. 7, Opiate. 6, Hooker with a Penis. And then the official top 5. Number 5, Enema.
Anima.
Anima. Whatever you want to call it.
Learn to swim, motherfucker.
Anima. 4. 4, Ticks and Leeches. 3, Eulogy. 2, Soba. Number 1, 46-2.
Yeah!
Washkush wins.
Good grief.
3
good
out
job.
Of 5. Hughes 2 out of 5. Shimmy
ooh.
Bags 0 out of 5.
I thought the pot was going to kill me. Because you two said it and I didn't have it on there at all. I had nothing from the last two albums.
You, damn. You guys.
All right, so this bonus, minus the top 10 songs over 10 minutes that I've been sitting on, which I didn't know how to present that because you can't do that in a week. So anytime we're doing stuff, just like if you see it's
I
over
like
10
that.
Minutes, mark it down if you like it. Bonus for whatever the fuck we're doing in the next rank. Top 10 siblings of rock.
Whoa! Yes! Oh, I like that.
Jesus.
That's fucking great.
Can be
that
brother, sister,
good.
Brother, brother, sisters.
Siblings.
It If you can find some stepbrothers and sisters, go right ahead. But Siblings of Rock. I call it. I was winning tonight, too.
Wow. All right, you did.
So.
Now, can we count Guns N' Roses? Because Axl Rose is everyone's dad? Siblings. Or is that too far?
Not.
Oh, sorry. Siblings.
Father, son, mother, siblings. Son.
Oh, God. No, you don't. Fucking Google shit. I'm not smart enough for
you
this
can probably week. Think of seven of them right off the top of your head.
Seven. I got two.
Keep thinking. You'll think.
Two.
So, best most recent or last album, Ghost and Para. And the best Tool song, Ghost. The Range for the Night, 46 and 2.
46 and 2. Yeah, I didn't even see that.
If you've never seen
it,
go on YouTube.
I like that.
There's a bunch of kids that go to like a music school. They did it. It's fucking amazing. They're all like... Probably like nice. 16 or younger. That's and it's, cool. It's so fucking good. Yeah. Anybody know what we're like ranking that. Next? Because I have no fucking clue.
No, what are we ranking? We're going to talk
about that's a post-show discussion. I don't even know if we're ranking next week. So if we're ranking next week, we don't know just as much as you guys. So
I think we are.
On that note, it's Friday, April 5th. Happy Friday. Yeah, April 5th. August
April 5th, huh?
April Fool's. Clearly, I'm not sober.
This is good.
All right, and we're done.
Oh, boy.